at 8 o'clock, but not write it. 8 o'clock or 9, 8 o'clock, as far as I know. Then he would take a shower. He got up at 8 o'clock in the evening. Please be surprised. This is intended in this part, because I could have started with a regular morning, but I'm not. he got up at 8 o'clock. He took a rest earlier, in other words. Then he translated books from Sanskrit into Bengali to make the original writings of the Goswamis available to his countrymen, and he did so up to 8 o'clock. 12 o'clock. And then at 12 o'clock, he started to something like that. He started to chant up till 4 o'clock in the morning. He chanted in a little room where the acoustics was very good and very concentrated. Then he took a little nap to refresh himself, and then he took a shower, and then he had this incredible schedule. Wait a minute, then he did. We are now at 4 o'clock in the morning, right? Some puja, some shower puja, and then in the morning he would I must say here I do not know exactly the succession, but I know that in the morning, each morning he studied the philosophies of the world. Remember, you said he had a worldwide mission, so he studied the different philosophies to understand the thinking, also spiritual thinking of, in the world. Then he took each morning 2 chapatis and a little sabji and a little milk. That's all. And then he went to the court where he worked as a grihastha. He solved difficult cases which would take others sometimes days in the matter of minutes. Because it is said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was so integer, is so honest and so correct, that he had the vision what is right and what is wrong from his heart. He didn't need to study different law books. He had a very strong sense of justice. It is amazing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur would never ever go in any part of the city where there was immoral behavior, unless he had work to do. He was extremely ethical and moral. This was known, and that's why when Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to take Babaji initiation in the Babaji Vesh, it's called the dress of a Babaji, from Gokishore Das Babaji, there was a loving episode. Gokishore Das Babaji thought himself unfit to give this initiation to this Nitya Siddha devotee of the Lord. And he just felt himself so humble. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur came to beg for this initiation, then Gokishore Das Babaji hit at the veranda of a prostitute. Yes, yes, you have heard correctly. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur came and searched all over Navadvip, but he, with the exception of this one veranda, and not veranda, also house and garden, I suppose. Gokishore Das Babaji, he said, my Prabhu would never go to such a place. That's why it was the only safe hiding place for me. No, this was Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So then he would go home at 1 o'clock, rest a little bit in the noontime, and then again get to work in the afternoon, and he would return in the early evening. He would take a shower, eat something, rest a little, just 1 hour, half an hour, and then get up at 8 o'clock for his translation work. Every day. If you want to reach something in your life, it is important that you discipline yourself according to spiritual principles. This is very important. Please take this lesson from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he wrote this one, who had said, you have said, he wrote this wonderful literature. And I want to read to you this morning one very nice poem about the holy name. Would you like to hear this? Good. This really is an amazing poem, and we might have to open the window a little bit so that it is possible for everyone to get enough oxygen and not fall asleep while listening to the poem. Yes, you can put this on. You have to put the banana tree down, Baba, Buddha Bhavana. This is it is my favorite poem at this moment about the holy name. It might change. I mean, it always changes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur meditates deeply in this poem about the extraordinary power of the holy name. And I request you to listen to this very attentively, because this poem is the poem of the Hare Krishna movement. All of you who are in your life engaged in Krishna consciousness, you naturally will hear many challenges. Is this really the highest process, chanting Hare Krishna? Will it really reveal to me my eternal identity? Such questions are natural for intelligent devotees like you, and I think this poem will give you great happiness in your heart. What power does the name of Krishna possess? My heart constantly burns in the fire of worldly desires. Correct? Yes. Just like a desert scorched by the rays of the sun. The holy name entering the core of my heart through the holes of my ears showers unparalleled nectar upon my soul. The holy name speaks from within my heart, moves onto the tip of my tongue, and constantly dances on it in the form of transcendental sound. My throat becomes choked up. My body shivers again and again, and my feet cannot remain still. This sounds like Pandavasena. My feet cannot remain still. Rivers of tears flow from my eyes. Perspiration completely soaks my body. All my skin thrills with rapture. My hair stand on end, and my complexion turns pale and discolored. My mind grows faint. I begin to experience devastation, and my entire body is shattered in a flood of ecstatic emotions. Yesterday, our visitor, Tim, a very nice student of the university in Birkenfeld, he said to me, when I looked at these devotees, I realized how healthy they express their emotions. I've never seen people expressing their emotions so openly. You know, for us it is natural when we sit in something and hear something which is good, we say, Hare Bol! For a German, this is wow! And then some of you, like noticed Dil and Sandeep was dancing very elegantly, and all of you, and also of course our Aarti and Neela Mani, the two top female dancers, maybe, or there are others as well, isn't it? We have a lot of very elegant dancers. You know, he looked at them smiling and whoa, and expressing their joy, and he saw, well, there is a flood of ecstatic emotions going on. He was very moved. He thought he already asked, how much rent do I have to pay if I want to come here in this Goloka Dham? Very moved by the flood of ecstatic emotions coming from your moved Krishna conscious state of mind. Now, he continues. He has now expressed that the holy name does something with him. He moves his heart, he comes on the tip of the tongue, he moves the color of his skin, he becomes pale like Pandu, or like our doctor. Pale skin, yes. And now he continues more. These are external symptoms of ecstasy, but now he goes into the internal symptoms. While causing such an ecstatic disturbance, the holy name showers liquid nectar on my heart and drowns me in the ocean of divine love of Godhead. He does not allow me to understand anything, for he has made me truly mad. Lord Chaitanya also said to his guru, what name have you given to me? It has made me mad. Very nice. For he has made me truly mad by having stolen away my mind and all my resources. Such is the behavior of him in whom I have taken shelter. Now, as you listen to this fifth verse, you will notice a very clear shift. Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks no longer as the name of the name being just a name, a designation, but he talks of the name of Krishna as being Krishna himself. Please note this and understand the verse in this light. He says the holy name has a behavior, like a person who has a behavior. He is a person, the personality of Krishna. Such is the behavior of him in whom I have taken shelter. I am not capable of describing all this. The holy name of Krishna is independent and thus acts on his own sweet will. In whatever way he becomes happy, that is also my way of happiness. The holy name is the bud of the flower of divine love. Please note this word, the holy name is the bud. When a flower is in the budding state, it looks something like this. It doesn't give away its fragrance and its inner secrets. But when we chant the holy name, it is also a bud. It doesn't reveal its secret and mystery to us, especially not if we are not qualifying ourselves as surrendered servants of the name. But just like a bud is opening itself, and gives away its sweet flower secret. Look how interesting this looks here. The holy name also reveals, after some time, divine love in our hearts. The holy name is the bud of the flower of divine love, And it is the very abode of astonishing mellows, rasas. Such is the power he manifests that when his holy name starts to blossom a little further, the holy name comes a little bit further, then it reveals his own divine form and qualities. You will see Krishna dancing on your tongue, in other words. Thus my heart is abducted. Abducted means kidnapped, right? An abduction, UFO abduction. My heart is abducted and taken directly to Krishna. Blossoming fully, the flower of the holy name takes me to Braj and reveals to me his own loving pastimes. This name gives to me my own eternal spiritual body and keeps me right by Krishna's side and completely destroys everything related to this mortal frame of mine. Have you marked this? The holy name will take you to Vrindavan, show you the pastimes, his pastimes with the gopis, and then give you your own siddhadeha, your own spiritual identity. And then it destroys everything related to the frame of mind. This will be so ecstatic that you leave your material body here, no purpose any longer in London to be fulfilled at that stage. And you go. Or you stay. You go before, but then you stay and never return back. The last verse is, the name of Krishna is a transcendental touchstone. Stein der Weisen, yeah. A mine of all devotional mellows, rasas. It is eternally liberated and the embodiment of pure rasa. When all impediments to the pure chanting of the holy name are taken away and destroyed, then my happiness will know its true awakening. Hare Krishna. If anyone thinks the Hare Krishna movement is about something else than Hare Krishna, he is mistaken and in an error. It is all about that. Those of you who wish to take a copy home of this beautiful poesy and show it to your friends and discuss it in circles can go to Gaura Bhavani in her transcendental office and make a photocopy of it for free. Or better even, because she is so overworked, I give it to one of you. Maybe because it's Aarti's birthday, and birthday means an opportunity to do service for Vaishnavas. In the material world, it means, serve me now, please. It's my day. And Vaishnav days, it means we will do service to Lord Krishna. Yes. You all know, when you give a Vaishnava a birthday cake, he immediately cuts it up and distributes it to others. That's how the Vaishnava celebrates. Mm-hmm. So Aarti will be in charge of the distribution of the holy name today.
What's the title of that song?
The title of the song is Sri Nam Mahatmya, or in English, the glories of the holy name. Isn't it a beautiful song? Very remarkable. So, continuing on this line, I would like to now tell you, read to you something from the 10th canto, a beautiful verse and a beautiful pastime which will glorify the holy name. Is it maybe getting a little cool for you now? Yes, no, see, this is how we are all individuals. It may get a little bit cool. Some of you have a good circulation and many rotis on them, so. Omna. Such a traffic this morning. No, please, if you need to traffic, but I so much traffic. It's a rush hour. Please, this is important to be in the Bhagavatam class. Once, Sudama was a very poor Brahmana. He lived in a town. Sometimes they were so poor that they really couldn't afford cooking anything. As a result, Sudama and his beloved wife became skinny and more skinny and more skinny. Finally, the wife said, "It is not because of me, but I'm worrying for you. Anyone must eat something. In the past you told so much about Krishna and how he is your dearmost friend. I beg you, if he is your friend, go to him and ask him for some moderate wealth. We are becoming more skinny and more skinny every day." Sudama thought about the matter. And finally he decided to go, not to ask Lord Krishna for anything, but to see his beloved friend. He went on a long walk and finally arrived at the shore of the ocean. And as he looked over the ocean, he saw in the distance a splendid island with a splendid light around it, emanating from the many palaces which were standing there. And he knew, this is Dvaraka, the town of my beloved Lord. And so he went into a ship embarkment, I think it's called. Embarkment, is it correct? To enter a ship. To embark on a journey, you say? He embarked on a ship. It was a little rowing boat. Because he was poor, he could not give much. So he was crossing the ocean and he came to the palaces, which were palaces of divine ecstasy. As he went into the palace, his body was shivering. He was so much filled with, it's called in Sanskrit, purvarag, the rag of anticipation. And when he entered the inner chambers of the Lord, there on a jewel-bedecked bedstead, he saw the connoisseur of the eyes. He saw Lord Krishna sitting, receiving his dear friend with happy laughter. "Oh, Sudama, you have come! I thought you have forgotten me." Sudama was, "No, my lord, how can I forget? Sudama, now come!" And he took the Supreme Personality of Godhead, took Sudama by the hand and pulled him on his own bed. A very, very intimate gesture. "Sit." Sudama was looking very shyly. You know, he was covered in rags. Holes were there. Not like your dhoti. This is a luxury dhoti for Sudama. It was very small, up to the knees only. This extra length to the feet could not be afforded by Sudama. That was with holes. So he was sitting on this jewel-bedecked bed. And Krishna was having tears of pleasure in his eyes. He said, "You have come. Now only my life is valuable. Previously it was not valuable because you were not here. But now you are here. You have given splendor to this life of mine because you are a true Brahmana. And then Krishna remembered. Oh, and see how loving the Lord is. Isn't it when you see someone, you like to remember what you did in the past with him. Do you remember how we were dancing around the bonfire in Inishrat? And immediately, this was a special moment. This is where our hearts became tied together. Do you remember? Then we were on Sankirtan, distributing books. This is our old Sankirtaneros. Do you remember when we went through this difficult time together and we decided, like I remember Goloka Dham was, there was a time when so many people thought maybe we will not keep it, and I remember I was standing with Vishwadev here. Yes, Vishwadev is here. We were standing on the corner of the guest house and we were both asking the question, is it Krishna's plan that we keep it or that we lose it? And then in our hearts we made the decision and we felt, it is Krishna's plan, we must keep it. And then it was clear, we will do whatever, a little we can to give our contribution. This is a sweet remembrance in the past. So Krishna, naturally also, he was thinking, having this human, do you remember Sudama, when we got lost in the forest? As we were trying to pick, to get firewood for our Guru Maharaj. Do you remember how at that time? And then Krishna began to tell the story, how a rain flood was pushing them to take shelter at a little island in the forest, and they were shivering the whole night. And do you remember how Guru Maharaj arrived with his wife in the muddy forest? Do you remember what he said to us? Sudama went, yes, I remember. Yet he said, my dear sons, Krishna said, anyone who serves the spiritual master with such dedication as you do, this is more dear. He will get the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna Kaja, Krishna said. Sudama went smiling, yes, I remember. He felt, you know, he was no longer so shy, you know, he was there, you know, and then he looked at Krishna, but Krishna had this turban, this jewel, was so rich, and again, Sudama looked down on the floor, I'm so poor. But his friend was really not making any distinction. Krishna kept his arm by now around Sudama, and said, Sudama, you have come. I'm curious to know, surely you have brought a little present for me. Krishna said in the midst of all this opulence, Rukmini was there fanning the Lord air. And then Sudama had brought something, but it was just so ordinary. It was not normal rice, but it was this cracked rice, which is taken from the mills, you know, where the rice is cleansed or something, and it is really very ordinary quality. That was all he could bag. He had bagged this. He had it under a little bag here, around here, where the shoulder was. The Lord just, he had his hand there, he came and he snatched, is this what you brought for me? Sudama said, this is what I brought for you. Wonderful! Krishna opened it and ate it with great happiness. It was an offering of love. He wanted to eat more. Rukmini couldn't tolerate seeing this Because she personally would cook for the Lord and bring it to the Lord. A variety of many, many hundreds of preparations, sweetly cooked. And she said, my Lord, enough is enough. You know, this food is not fit to be consumed by you. So then, Sudama, with great tears, spoke this verse. Kvaham, please, all of us. Kvaham daritra papiyam. Sinful, poor friend of a Brahmana. And who is Krishna? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Full in six opulences. Nonetheless, he has embraced me with his two arms. Yes. This was his ecstatic exclamation. Now this ecstatic exclamation is quoted by a very dear devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a very moving life situation. Let's see how to do this. It is quoted by the Vasudev, Vasudev the leper. And because today we are talking about the holy name, I want to narrate this pastime to you. I want to invite you now to leave with me Dvarakva and go in Mahaprabhu's Leela. Mahaprabhu stayed in the town where a Koma deity was worshipped. And amongst the many worshippers who went to this deity of Lord Kurma, there was also a Brahmana who is called by Krishna as Kaviraj Goswami, the Kurma Brahmana. This Brahmana became the host of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu stayed at his house, and after some time he left. Now it was known in the surrounding villages that Mahaprabhu had stayed at the house of the Kurma Brahmana. So it was came also to the attention of Vasudev the leper. Now two of you are sleeping and I will request you to listen. Hare Krishna, this is very important for your spiritual life. The other things may also have had some relevance, but this is extremely relevant. Please don't sleep. So it so happened that Vasudev had leper. I do not know leprosy. I do not know the reason why, but he had it. His leper was in a very advanced stage, so that there were sores all over his body from which liquid pus oozed out. Vasudev, however, was so happy in his spiritual life that he would dance sometimes in ecstasy, remembering the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When you suffer in this world, there's one meditation which will make you happy. Other meditations will not make you happy. Think about Krishna as being Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of his devotees. If you meditate like this and about some leelas where Krishna showed his mercy to devotees, in the midst of suffering, like back pains, broken toes, toothache, marriage problems, death problems, and so on. You will become happy. This is a meditation for devotees. Think about the name of Bhaktavatsala. This name and the lilas which Bhaktavatsala did, the friend of the devotees, will make you happy even as you go through the struggle of existence. So Vasudeva was remembering the mercy of the Lord to his devotees, and he was crying in ecstasy, and sometimes he danced. He danced so much that the worms who were habitating his open wounds were falling out. Vasudeva at that moment thought, oh, I am depriving the worms of their breakfast and midday meal. And he took the worms back and placed them in the wombs, because he was a friend of all living entities. So when he had heard that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was in that other village, he decided to go there. It was very difficult for him. He could not move properly with his sick body. He arrived, and when he arrived at the house of the Koma Brahmana, he was informed that just half an hour or so before, the Lord had left. Vasudev felt so much pain, not because of his body, but because of separation from the Lord, that he banged with his hand, his chest, and he cried, oh, 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 what an unfortunate sinner I am. Now the Lord, as the all-knowing super soul, heard the pain of his devotees. So with that one thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. He manifested himself before Vasudeva the leper. And not only did he manifest himself before Vasudeva the leper, he embraced him. When he embraced him, a genetic manipulation took place in a positive way. The sick leprosy wounds, they are healed, and not only that, Vasudev got a very strong and healthy body. But Vasudev was so humble. He thought, this body is not good for me. Maybe I will become proud and forget Krishna. Sometimes devotees who have money and so many good karmic things, they engage it in ways which is not really good for their Krishna consciousness. They buy things which divert them from Krishna consciousness. So Vasudev thought, my body might divert me. He said, he spoke this verse. He said, who am I, a sinful friend of a Brahmana, and who is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full in six opulences? Nonetheless, he has embraced me with his two arms. This is the verse he chanted. Then he said, my disease was so bad, the smell from my person made persons flee, but it was good. Now in this body, my pride could bring forgetfulness to me. But then Lord Chaitanya said, kabu tumara na hare ahimana abhimana nirantara kaha tumi Krishna Krishna naam. No, don't fear Vasudev. Please be not afraid. Chant the holy names constantly and deliver the holy names to others. And in this way, no pride will affect you. Lord Krishna will definitely accept you if you follow these instructions. This is also an instruction to you, and to you, and to you, and to Arati, whose birthday is today. Chant thy holy names constantly, or as often as possible, and deliver or give the holy names to others. In this way, no pride will affect you. No material consciousness will come. And the blessing, best blessing, Lord Krishna will definitely accept you if you follow these instructions. On Saturday, this is tomorrow, we the Goloka Dhamis will have a meeting to see where each one can find a very fulfilling and ecstatic place in this community, that being somehow involved with the plan of Lord Krishna. Yeah. Prabhupada writes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expanded the Achyuta dynasty in this way by preaching by that to everyone that they should continue to preach humbly and faithfully about chanting Hare Krishna, and in this way false prestige and material desires will not overcome the devotees. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's constant preaching on his South India tour. You can never cheat the Lord. You may cheat yourself and others, but the Lord cannot be cheated. If you want to become Krishna conscious, you must chant his holy names, and you must benefit others, not be selfish, but give others as much as possible. But before you preach, you must live the example. You must chant yourself nicely. Then you can preach. This is something which we will deepen in our workshop today. We will talk a little bit how we can improve our chanting so that we can become valuable instruments in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Hare Krishna. So nice, huh? How this verse is with Sudama first, and then it is in the mouth of Vasudev the leper. The Lord embraced me. Yesterday, one very nice young devotee came to me, and we were discussing about things in relationship to Krishna consciousness. And the devotee made a very nice observation. The devotee, it was Mataji, said, very often we hear about how we are disqualified. Yes, I know. But it's also very important for me to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His mercy. And yes, let us meditate. Mataji made a very nice point about Krishna, who embraces us with all our disqualifications, even if our bodies drip this pus. Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this sometimes. He just embraced his devotees. But here it's Vasudev the leper. It's not Sanatan Goswami. Yes, we can understand Sanatan. But no, this is Vasudev. So, may Krishna all embrace you. Hare Krishna. One day, huh? Krishna Lingitaha is the Sanskrit word, to be embraced by Krishna. Often there, Prahlad was in this situation. And Lord also does not look only for qualification. If you are sincerely trying, He will embrace you. He will embrace you. Hare Krishna. Yes. Who am I? Boo. But still the Lord embraced me. So, yes, on this day, I just wanted to put this out into your attention, these two processes, how to become Krishna conscious. chant the holy name, bring it to others. He also said to, at other times, chant the Hare Krishna mantra constantly and preach this name to others. In this way, the material energy will not influence you and you will be able to associate with me in the near future. This is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached. Hare Krishna. I want to come to an end here. We have exactly 4 minutes for questions, because today we will end on time. We'll just see where the question. I will answer the question as possible, as short as possible. Here's Ram Gopal. Yes. Yeah. He says he wants to see if there's a question for today's lecture. Simple lecture, isn't it? Yes. How young are you?
14.
14 already. Thank you. Yes. Not you. You're just delivering the goods which you have been given. You're an instrument, not the doer. You did. It's not your knowledge which you give. It's certainly not your holy name. The holy name. And I think you are a bhajan leader, and you know, sometimes you do bhajans, and the Krishna does not seem to manifest as much. You sing the same melody, you have the same harmonium, you pray also, my dear Lord, please accept my... But nothing happens with you or with others. Krishna just chooses not to manifest himself. When we did our bonfire here, it was nice, but it was not the same as an island. Have you noticed? And you can't do it. You can wish to sing even better melodies or more musical excellence, but the degree in which Krishna manifests himself is totally up to him. Totally up to him. Sometimes he purposefully does not manifest himself. Not so that we say, I get another Lord, so that we develop some hankering after him. So a preacher can understand this. It's not him doing. I want to really tell you, from my experience, I always make notes. Have you noticed when I give lectures, I usually have notes with me. There is a private reason which may not be interesting for you, but I sometimes give the same lectures again and again, and sometimes the audience understands it very nicely and sometimes not. Before every lecture, I'm aware of this by now, as a lecturer, you can give terrible lectures, although the content is the same, this is up to Krishna. He uses us as an instrument or not. I will never forget someone of you gave me a lecture of Tribhuvanath Prabhu, which was a very moving lecture in Prabhupada's quarters in Bhaktivedanta Menon. He spoke about this. The greatest illusion is to think we are the operators, the doers. As a preacher, you must be constantly aware of this. And if you think you are not the operator, Krishna can work wonders through you. They're amazing. It's really amazing. There is no limit. My dear Pandava Sena devotees, there is no limit to what Krishna can do through a devotee. But the devotee gets into I'm the doer consciousness. And he's simply not used. Krishna says, okay, you want to do, I remember when I was small, very small, I would go with my grandfather, who was a very big man. He was as big as Peter Pühler. He was almost a skyscraper man. The moment we were out of the house, I said to my grandfather, I remember this, and he always told me, he has left the body since long, but he always told me, I used to look at him, he had me in his powerful hands, you know, said, Kanaleine, Kanaleine, Kanaleine. This is a German word, it means, I can do it alone. And grandfather would, but you're so small. And anyways, he finally would have to release his grip on me, and I would run all over, climb the trees, and so on. But the moment I saw a dog, I was putting my hand to the big hand of my grandfather and said, let us go together, please. So when a preacher does this, he says, Kanaleine, I can do it on my own. He leaves. He may leave the shelter of the Lord, and then pride can overcome him. The dog of pride can come. Have you heard about Nietzsche, the German philosopher? No? University? Your university? People? No? Anyways, the Germans seem to lose their international importance. Nietzsche used to say, there's a dog following me everywhere. It's a dog called ego. Yes, he's there also. Trying to hide at this moment. Yes. The preacher must overcome the ego by understanding that he or she is only an instrument of the Lord. This is the only meditation. Have you studied Prabhupada's prayers, Nila Mani? When he arrives in London, in Boston, he prays this beautiful prayer, an arrival prayer, where he says, my Lord, you have brought me here, but this place is terrible. You must have some reason, however, some mission. Now please use me as your, make me dance, a beautiful prayer. So if you are a preacher, please sometimes look at this prayer, look at it, and you will find a stick in this prayer which will chase the dog of ego away permanently. This was a very nice question, I think, which relates to all of us. And now we will answer Ram Gopal's question in private. Wir können ja gleich hier, so du kannst ja hierher kommen. We want to end today on time. Kana Kapja Prabhu has informed me. I wish Kanakavya Prabhu to please come here and give us an orientation for the day. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srisi Radha Madan Mohan ki jai, Srisi Radha Gokula Nanda ki jai, Go Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol.